onde, Bobbins?
Grecknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
We're here at Bedfont Recreation Ground for the last game of the season. Bedfont Sports against Bracknell Town. And we have just read the team sheet released, and Steve is going to do the honours.
Stephen.
Yeah, go on then. So last game of the season here, first versus second. Who thought this at the start of the season, eh? I did, because I thought we were going to win the title. Right, Bracknell Town side first of all. James can do the away team, the home team in Bedfont. So Michael Ecott in goal, Anthony Cheshire, Ethan Burden, Temi Awika and Dan Bayliss at the back. We've got Scott Rees, Michael Atkinson and George Knight in the middle. Seb Bowerman, I think he's got a bit of a free roll today, playing left and right hand side, with Shamar Moore and Mikhail Platt up top. On the bench, we've got Aaron McLeish-White, Caden Genovese, Andrew Afusu, Zidane Akers and Joe Grant. Yay. So after a really long injury last game of the season, He's managed to pull on the shirt. So let's hope he gets a few seconds at the end there. Over to James, I suppose, for the home team.
And for Bedfont Sports, number one in goal, Andrew McConnell. Kevin Demande at 2. 3, Genevieve Palmer. 4, Colin Mugaba-Tuaka. 5, Azaz Albi. 6, Joe Jackson. 8, Max Webb. 9, Jordan Esprit. 10, Daryl Sanders. 14, Daniel Williams, and 19, Connor Wilkes. On the sub-bench for the opposition today at home, it's 7, Lewis Flatman, Joseph Morrison, Ethan Nelson Roberts, Ricardo Andre, and finally, George Gay.
Isn't it impressive, though, that a musician like Joe Jackson has managed to revive his career and take up football?
Listening to the unofficial Robins podcast.
It's time here at Bedfont Sports Club, and the current score, the home team, Bedfont Sports, is up with 1-0 against Bracknell. Now half time. What a amazingly busy half. Lots of things to talk about, to be fair. I'm here with the lovely Stephen Gappelty. It's great to be watching football, but not a great performance by Bracknell, I don't think so.
No, I think we came out right in the first 5-10 minutes or so. It looked like we were passing the ball okay, but then it sort of fell apart. Connor Wilkes, a big number 19 for them, scored pretty much a corner, came in, was cleared, semi-cleared, and then it was knocked back in and a free header straight in. And I've got to say, probably could have been another 3 or 4 goals for Bedfont. Couple of balls cleared off the line, a crossbar hit, a nice save from Michael Ecott as well. We're very fortunate. The only real clear chance, we've had a couple of headers from Seb, and a penalty shout as well. I don't know, James, do you think it was a penalty?
Yes, I very much did feel it was a penalty, but I could totally understand that it wasn't clear and obvious potentially, but I think it should have been a penalty. I agree. started with Seb as well. It was just that finishing that we've not really had this half. It never felt, although there were chances for it, it just didn't feel like it normally does in terms of that finishing quality being there. But, you know, we've got the next half. I'm quite sure that the manager will be hesitating pretty hard. The ball nearly went towards my head at speed there. Some people would suggest that it would make me talk more sense, but I doubt it. We'll just have to see how they come out, I guess, Steve.
With that penalty decision, though, that guy had his arm around him on the blind side of the ref, which the ref couldn't see, which is why he thought it looked like it was simulation.
Yeah, and I think that's what it was. The referee absolutely was blindsided, and that was part of the issue. It was, though, to be fair, I think it was very unlucky for Mikel Pratt to be booked for it, the simulation. It was possibly a penalty, but, you know, let's just say we haven't played well enough that half. They've been the better team, and unless we start applying a little bit more pressure on the ball, we're going to struggle in this game. So let's hope Bobby has a good team to put with him, and they come out fighting. So, Bobby Robbins on to the second half.
And as always, thank you for listening to the Unofficial Robin Podcast. Kindly like, subscribe, and share.
Well, here we are, full time, and it's Bedfont 1, Bracknell 1. What a much better second half performance from Bracknell. If I'm honest, last sort of 15-20 minutes, we probably deserved to scrape past and actually get the win there. But all respect to Bedfont, a good outfit here, nice ground, a strong team, and I actually fancy them to do something in this playoffs as well in this next week or so. So well done them, but a nice end to the season. Goal by George Knight, which sort of got the point for us, and it finishes us on top of the table on a high, and a lovely touch by the players at the end of the game, where they literally came across and literally, you know, sort of high fived all of the supporters and said thank you, which was a really nice touch. So what do you think then, Guy? What was your view?
I think I agree with you. I think we could have nicked it at the end. We had a couple of chances, couple of them went wide. Andy was unlucky.
Yeah.
So. You know, just the luck of the draw, but it was really icing on the cake to see Joe Grant back for the last 5 minutes. He didn't come on.
No.
I thought he did.
No.
Bobby Walkinson, Bracknell manager, we've done it.
Yeah, we've done it. We've done it.
How do you feel about the result today?
Just very proud we didn't lose, so we've gone unbeaten the whole season away from home. 16 wins and 2 draws. No, sorry, 17 wins and 2 draws. That's some record, isn't it? And we beat the best team in Europe, didn't we, for defensively? So, very special moment. I just pulled the boys in to tell them, and I got too emotional. I couldn't tell them.
Sorry, buddy. We understand, mate. We know what it must feel like, you know, to have brought the club where you have. It's only natural that you'd feel like that.
Yeah.
And that's the passion. That's what's carried us through. The fact that you have got that passion means that we've got where we've got. So fair play to you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. No, you're right.
Yeah.
I've fallen in love with the club, and chairman's given me an opportunity. And hopefully I've done him proud, and I've done all the fans and the... And all the players and staff and everything, because I do give it my all, and it's all about them. But today, quite proud myself, because that's never going to get beat. 12 goals in one season is never going to get beat.
It's actually phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's never going to get beat.
You'll look back on it in a few years' time and think, I can't believe we did that.
Yeah, it's not been spoke about enough. People will never realise until you see the stats.
Yeah.
And to score over 90 goals, I think that is today, 90, isn't it? And it was 24 clean sheets this year.
Phenomenal.
And to win it in March, because I do work them hard. I work them very, very hard. But I don't do this game for not to win. Sometimes I know I'm too passionate, sometimes I know I can be well driven, but I'm not going to change. I love success, I love winning. And I do kick every ball. I found it very tough the last month, because when you've won it, and then you need to motivate again. Really slept a lot because you don't want to let the chairman down, because you always want to finish the season on a high. But people will never understand. You know, that was a different situation for me, because when you've won it, I've had no that fire in the belly. I need the pressure. I need to know that I can lose today. I need to know my job's under pressure. And people will laugh at that when they see that, because that's what I thrive on. You know, there's a lot of managers in jobs right now that they're just they're happy to be in a job. I want to take this club forward with success and just keep trying to win games of football for the football club and do everyone proud. And we could be together the next 10 years, we could be together just 24 hours, but one thing I will always say now is we've left the legacy, haven't we, no matter what, and hopefully it continues. But it's a very proud moment.
You've answered my question there, because I was going to say, how do you fancy, you know, staying in Bracknell? You haven't packed your bags, you're not thinking about going anywhere yet?
No, I'm not packing my bags. What I'm doing is I'm getting another motorbike and I want to drive it forward. So I'm driving fast this year. I want to go faster. Me and the chairman are sitting down on Monday, and we know what we want, we know what we need. We know it's going to be difficult. You're never going to have a season like this ever again. Let's make that very clear. So, you know, let's see where we end up.
I'll see you in the bar, Bobby.
I'll see you in the bar. Look forward to it. And you coming for a drink tonight?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Cheers.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers.
The Bracknell Town Awards.
I'll try and run through this quite quickly because I don't like to miss anyone out, so if I do, my apologies. But I wanted to make a special mention to Kane. He's the one that brought me into this club, but when I went to meet him, his hard work, dedication, his whole family is just incredible. And you've heard me say it a lot in interviews, and it's a whole cliche, the manager's got to say that, hasn't he? But I truly have to say, it's not what he's sacrificed, and he's been unwell for the last 2 years, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying that, but every single time he'd be in the hospital, and he'd still call him the cat, because I think it's died a few times, but he's always, sorry, Sophie. But he always is still working for the team, working to make sure everyone's ready for the next stage. He's a leader, and like we've all followed him. But I will say as well, he couldn't do it without a good woman. So I have to say, World Cup in literally a few months' time.
Matthew, I feel really sorry for his wife because I call him at about 3 o'clock in the morning when I need something done the next morning. He puts himself out every single time. I can't thank him enough because without him, I would struggle. He's better than actually my coaches and my assistant manager. And he's the one that's always safe with me. But Ricky, I cannot explain how brilliant you've been this year, mate, so thank you. The boys absolutely love him. When it gets to 9 o'clock tonight, if anyone wants to go home, just have a chat with Barnes. Because they start talking that he's a pro, ex-pro. But listen, I couldn't do the job without him. He puts up with a lot of crap. I don't like him talking in the dugout, everyone knows that. But he's a credit to this football club for what he's done. So, Barnes. I wanted to make sure we've done something different tonight as well, so...
Here he is!
Can you go with the players, please? Go with the players. I know deep down sometimes Kane wants to be a player, so tonight's trophy for... tonight's trophy for Player of the Year off the field, for me, off the field. Kane, do you hear that? You've got Player of the Year off the field. Kane, come and get your trophy. Yes!
Thank you very much.
This one is Golden Boot, right? This is going to get boring. Since we've won the league, you've seen this player has probably had about 30 shots a game. From all ranges of differences, from 45 yards to corner flag shots, everything. But listen, he totally deserves it. An absolute animal in front of goal, so Golden Boot, Seb Bowman.
When you look at the whole season, it's not about how many appearances you make and stuff like that. It's about who wins the games when it needs to be won. And lads, I could give it to every single player. All about the side I could have. But I didn't give it to one player, so I wanted to do something different, so I gave it to two players. So my two managers of the year is Seb and Temi.
The support behind the goal, I think, if we went back sort of 5 or 6 seasons away from home now, is probably larger than it was at home. And that's a real reflection of, to be fair, the pride that you guys are giving us. This year as well, of course, we started a couple of things. An unofficial podcast. We've started a... podcast! a little bit of a WhatsApp group as well. And I've got to
say there'll probably be a few things starting during the summer as well for next season. I'm trying to get a few more supporters to this great club, following you guys, hopefully further glory next season. Now, what we have done this year is, through the unofficial Facebook page, we've been doing votes. Man of the matches after every game. This is literally any fans who wish to register. There's just short of 200 fans on there at the moment. And we get anything from sort of 50 votes to 20 votes, whatever the case may be. But out of this sort of 46 games this season, there's been votes for almost 42 of the fixtures. Okay, unofficial man of the matches, we call them. And what's been interesting this year is, actually, I don't think there's a single player in this squad who hasn't at some stage won a man of the match award.
Yeah!
And genuinely, I think that's a reflection of you guys as a squad. Okay, you guys as individuals, every single one of you has played a massive part of this season. Okay, and I think it's all been recognised by the players. Okay, from our gold machine. Okay, right the way up to a Scott who usually picks a fight with anyone.
Yeah!
One standout player, and it feels a little bit of a shame to give him this award because he looks a bit small compared to the rest he's got tonight. Okay, so the unofficial man of the match fans player of the year is Seb Bowen. Yeah!
This is a bit of a big reveal tonight. I am actually the season ticket. This started quite a number of years ago, coming to Bracknell matches, and particularly when camera phones weren't really made for capturing sort of long distance shots, but. I put together for Bobby this season, basically just captured from a fan's eye view, matches, pretty much 43 matches that I've been to this season. They're not all in there, but pretty much everything. The season's come to an end now, so I need a few conversation starters for Mrs. Season Ticket on a Saturday afternoon. But I just want to say on behalf of all of the fans here.
Post-match analysis with James the Captain Birdseye and Steve the Gaffer Witty.
It's the unofficial Robins podcast with me, James Captain Birdseye, and my dear friend Steve the Gaffer Witty. Thank you so much for joining us. We have got a very, very special episode today. Also, not only are we talking about the last game of the season, and in fact, the last game in the Isthmian South Central League, but the award dinner as well, the awards, the Bracknell Town Awards. So lots to talk about. A very, very good evening to you, Mr. Witty.
Good evening, James. I trust you're well. Got to say, I'm sitting here after a fantastic evening yesterday, laid on by the club, and a fantastic season also provided by the club. I'm quite a contented little Robin at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt, we are our... Yes, we're well and truly got the big Robin's tummy, haven't we? Yes, nicely fed. So let's go and start talking about the game before we talk about the festivities afterwards, I guess. Playing Bedfont Sports at Bedfont Sports Ground. Very much a game of two halves, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. I suppose you would describe it. It was an end of season game, and unfortunately, I think our players, despite the fact I know Bobby sort of built up a little bit in terms of going for sort of records and all this sort of side of it. And by the way, we did get all the records we were looking for in them sort of last nine games, but I think the rumours I was hearing that the players were out drinking the night before, You know, only a little sherbet here or there. I think we might have shown a little bit in that first half performance, if I was honest, because I'm going to say it now, we weren't very good.
No, we weren't very good at all. And I was sort of trying to work out, right, are we being sort of outplayed here, or are we just in a position where we're just not very good? And it was, it was not a good first half. And there were sort of a few moments here and there, but... it was pretty shocking football, really. But you know, I think to be fair, we can probably forgive them, considering they are record breaking squad.
First half anyway, so it's the first half. I think Bedfont form team coming into this game at Nick's second place the previous bank holiday weekend from Chertsey. So you know, the tails are up. We sort of played okay, I suppose, for the sort of first 5 minutes, and then I think our midfield started to sweat a little bit. We didn't seem to be able to string two or three passes together, and Bedfont deservedly took the lead. That giant of a number 19, I think his name was Wilkes, I think it was, sort of popped up after 12 minutes, the corner not quite cleared correctly, whipped back in, and he headed it, a free header straight in. Very unlikely goal for Bracknell, you know, where we know how few we concede. And as I see a man with that free in the centre of the box, is I don't think I've seen that all season. But look, Bedfont deserved it. I think the only sort of sparkle coming in that sort of first half was... sort of Scott Rees was putting a lot of energy about, but I think he had to, because I think a few of his compatriots maybe weren't quite at the races. The only moment really to shout about was, I think it was coming up from, I think it was either the 35th or 40th minute, sometime around about there, where Mikel Platt went through. I think the defender's arm sort of came across him and he was tripped. But unfortunately for us, it was in the penalty box. It looked like it could be a penalty, but the ref was blindsided. He was the wrong side of it, and unfortunately, he ended up booking Mikel Platt for simulation.
I thought that was a real pity, actually. You know, it is, of course, and let's be fair. You know, we are. Here on the Unofficial Robins Podcast, we try and be as fair as we can be to officials, because it is a difficult job, and you know, we know that there's some decisions that will go our way, some that won't, but it all sort of really evens out, let's be honest. And it was difficult because, of course, where we were behind the goal, we really did have the ultimate view, really. And for me, it was a penalty. And I think if the referee felt, from where he saw, no, it wasn't a penalty, and just said, no, carry on, you know, or a free kick, or just, you know, just moved along the game, he felt it wasn't a clear and obvious, okay, then yes, of course we would have been upset. But I think to book for simulation, that was a real shame, because I really didn't feel that there was simulation that went on there at all, really. That was a pity.
Yeah, but saying that, would it have been against the run of play if we'd been awarded that penalty?
Bedfont
deserved the lead, and if I'm honest,
they did.
Probably could have been three or four up in that first half. You know, there was a couple cleared off the line. There was a smack of the crossbar. I think there was a nice save from Ecott. You know, they could have been a few more ahead. So I would say on the first half performance, Bedfont deserved the 1-0 lead, possibly deserved more.
Yes, absolutely.
We all just sort of looked at each other and thought, okay, well, let's see if Bobby can do any magic in the half time and get them out trying to play a little bit of football in the second. And I think the good news is they did.
Yes.
It wasn't great. I'll be honest and say it wasn't a great second half performance. But once again, we started to compete. I think in terms of it, I think the game became significantly more even. Whereas Bedfont sort of dominated the first half. The second half was more even. I would say potentially Bracknell shaded it, if not for a few a rather zealous linesman who did like to sort of pop his flag up. I'm wondering if they're sort of manager on button that
he did, didn't he?
Flagging up. But you know, it was what it was, and then we eventually sort of equalised. What was it, 84th minute? I think it was. Seb Boehm and Corner back out. It was then whipped back in, and then George Knight sort of bundled the ball across the line. 1-1 we would have taken 1-1 at the start, and it preserved unbeaten away record for the season. We did that game away from home, which is, well, one of many of the records we've achieved. Wow, is the word I'd use.
I mean, it's absolutely incredible, and it was such a celebration, and we'll obviously talk about the awards evening. But what they've managed to achieve as a team is so sensational, and I guess we have to as fans, and I know that we have we have fans from other teams listening as well, and you know, I'm very much welcome aboard, and thank you so much for listening to us. It's these rare occasions in football that you really have to go and sort of try and remember and keep in the back pocket, because you know, we know that there will be a Tuesday it's God knows where, you know, with horizontal rain and sort of losing 3-1 on a cold Tuesday night, and it's a really hard sport when it doesn't go your way. It can be really, really tough. So I think, you know, I think it's just wonderful to celebrate these achievements. It really is, and you know, all credit to the whole team. I mean, and that's everybody, you know. And I think that was what seemed quite impressive actually last night at the award ceremony. It really was a celebration of that, I felt.
Yeah, I'd agree. And let's call out some of the achievements of this season. So we've got to remember, this is now going to be the highest level that Bracknell Town, little old Bracknell Town, has ever played at. Okay, and I know people keep talking money bags. This isn't about money. Our budget isn't actually as big as many of these other teams seem to think we've got. We've got a reasonable budget for this level. It's not a budget that potentially, you know, wouldn't compete in the Premier League. This is just a well-drilled, well-organised team that have broken a number of records in terms of, you know, we talked about that. Least conceded goals, I think, in English football ever, I believe. Only 12 goals conceded in a league season. Previously, I think the previous record was held by Chelsea at 14. So that's a phenomenal effort. And at this level as well, highest points per game ratio, previously held by Folkestone back in 2015-16, 2.47, I think it was. Look at me, Stato, points per game. We achieved 2.66 this season. You know, that is a phenomenal, you know, what? We got beaten twice, 2-1-0 defeats. And wow, it's just phenomenal. And if you look at the number of clean sheets in there as well, what a record. I think it's the best clean sheet record as well in Europe as it stands at the moment. So, you know, it's a real season to be proud of. And I think everyone involved in it. As you say, talking about what happened last night and the awards dinner last night, okay, I think that was really a reflection. There was a lot of everyone who was involved in this successful season was recognised last night. And I think every single person had their A game on this season, whether it be, you know, the kit man, the coach, the guys behind the bar, the players, the fans, etc. Everyone's had a really good season and really pulled together to deliver something that's history making.
It is absolutely, and I think what's exciting is you know, we're in that position now where yes, okay, of course it's going to be a challenge next season, but I think you know, these players are well and truly up for the challenge, and they seem sort of excited for the challenge as well. And I think what we've got to do is just keep making sure that as many people come to the games and enjoy the football as possible. And, you know, that's all about talking about our club. And we would love to have you along. You know, if you do live in the area, or even if it's a bit of a way to go, of course, have a look on the website and maybe one of the away games here. Just come along. We'd love to have you with us. We really would.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're gonna have some exciting new grounds next season. It's gonna be a tough old league, as you say. You know, I think we're really fortunate. Look, I'm hopeful we'll keep the majority of this squad together, maybe with a couple of additions. But you know, that this next level up, you know, that you're gonna be coming against some real physical athletes here. You know, from what I've seen at this sort of Premier level, you know, there's some proper, you know, 6 foot real athletes of players, really physically demanding. And that's probably the difference between the two levels. There's going to be more teams like that, and we're going to have to be willing to compete. Do I believe with this management and this squad that, you know, we will compete? Absolutely. Few additions, you never know, we might even surprise ourselves as well. But you know, we'll take that. We'll see how hopefully the guys will have a nice bit of a break now, bugger off to Ibiza, and then come back, hit pre-season, and I'm sure Bobby will hit them with pre-season as well, and we'll see what next season brings.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, we would love to have your comments as well. Really, really important, you know, is you make the Unofficial Robins what it is. So please do let us know. You can do that really easily, actually. Just unofficialrobins@gmail.com, or you can go and hook us up on Twitter, just Robins Podcast, just at Robins Podcast. Really, really easy. And we would love to go and hear your comments, because it makes it a little bit more interesting, doesn't it? We're going to obviously have a break on the podcast now for the until the preseason.
Should we talk about last night, yesterday evening, first of all, James?
Oh my word! You see,
you're trying to cut us off in our prime.
And I'm trying, as I sort of think, oh, right, okay, yes, we've gone through everything. We've forgotten about our minor achievements, yes.
So yes, yesterday evening was the awards dinner yesterday. What an evening! Do you know what? All respect to Kane, Bobby, Ricky, and all the guys who got involved in that, and of course Grundon in terms of the sponsorship of it as well. What a really nice event. I think that there was no sheer surprise that I think Seb is going to have to buy some new shelving for his house with the number of awards that he won last night. So I think it was Golden Boots, it was Supporters Player, Managers Player, Players Player, award. But I think, you know, how would I say it? I don't think that probably shows the true picture of the season. And I actually think our unofficial Man of the Match Fans Award was the one that was the one that probably showed the season in the best fashion for me.
And just for our listeners, Steve, just quickly, for anyone that maybe doesn't know or has just started listening to us, that was voted on our Facebook page, which you're very welcome to join on Unofficial Robins and the Unofficial Robins Facebook page, which we've got 300 members now, so it really is quite active. And they voted per game, didn't they, on who they believed would be the man of that match.
Yeah, and you know what? We had pretty much every single player, okay, won at least one Man of the Match award during this season. And I think that is what stood out for us, is in terms of every single player at some point during the season stood up and made a difference. No doubts at all, Seb deserves all the accolades. I'm a massive fan of Seb, everything he's done for the club. He's had a magnificent season, 28 goals from the wing. My God, you know, it's amazing. Okay, I would say on the other side of it, you know, he's done absolutely, you know, the squad around him have done an exceptional job. And I can't think of a single man who at some point during the season hasn't really sort of made that difference and got us another 3 points or another clean sheet or another crucial goal. So, you know, a real squad, I think, achievement this season. Of course, Bobby couldn't split, I don't think, the manager's player of the season. I think he also he gave it to Seb and Temmie as well. And I can see why as well. Temmie's had an exceptional season. You know, there was always going to be one of our two centre backs there. 12 goals conceded in the league season. Wow. But that was great. And I thought what was also nice is, you know, it wasn't just all about the players last night. Bobby got a lot of accolades he deserves. So did Kane. But also so did all the other people who are, or maybe aren't seen around the club so much, in terms of them people who make the difference. And included in that as well, what I thought was a nice touch was getting the fans up there as well.
It really was. They mentioned the podcast, which is just really, really lovely. We were awarded a medal, which is really so humbling and just really great that we've been hopefully a little bit of part of the journey, which is great. I had a wonderful evening. It was great, great fun. Just the atmosphere in that room, it really made me think, yep, we are going to go from strength to strength. And I really do believe that. There's nothing to stop us. Just keep going, really.
Hashtag Bracknell Town, we are family. And that's what it felt like last night.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely, without doubt.
So, James, now we've talked about the awards dinner, you can do your finishing piece if you wish.
yes, I can. That's great. I'll just repeat what I just said. Absolutely. We are going to be having a little bit of a break with the podcast, but do not fear. We'll be back for pre-season. So we'll be commenting on that just a little bit if we can. And obviously letting you know, and also trying to let you know maybe a little bit more in terms of details of the game that's going to be coming up as well. Because it's going to be a lot more travel for us, isn't it, next season. So we'll keep you all informed on that and how we're going to be getting to some of these places all around the country, pretty much, or at least around the south. And also, as ever, if there's anything that we're not doing that you think that would be a good idea, or anything you like or dislike, let us know on the email. That would be really, really great. unofficialrobins@gmail.com. Until I don't know when does it start pre-season? Is it July or August? I don't know when do we start.
I think the guys will probably, I think they'll be back training, I would think, at the beginning of June, I would think. So they'll get sort of 4 or 5 weeks off. I would think the pre-season friendlies will probably be July. I haven't seen the fixture list at the moment, but I would think it will be somewhere around about that. And then, of course, we'll start in anger in August, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as ever, thank you so much, Steve. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you for all that you do for the club and for the podcast. Thank you so much to Guy for all the work, not just he does behind the mic, but also on the editing and such like, the amazing job he does. And thank you for listening and for like, subscribing and sharing the Unofficial Robins Podcast. Champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. Who's on the loser? 'Cause we are the champions.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
Robbins.